Hey guys, it is Tuesday, the 5th of May, and we are finishing up the Gospels today in John chapter 21. I've got to tell you, I've preached on this chapter several times. I really like this chapter, and it's kind of divided into two different parts. We've got Jesus and the miraculous catch of fish. And then we've got Jesus reinstating Peter. Now, just a couple things to keep in mind here regarding the text, and then I'll get to what I want you to think about today. So to give you an overview, Jesus's disciples are by the Sea of Galilee. Now, the Sea of Galilee has so many references in Jesus's times with his disciples the last few years. And you've got Simon Peter, and you've got Doubting Thomas, and you've got Nathaniel, and then you've got the sons of Zebedee, which are James and John, if you remember. And then there's two other disciples that are unnamed, and I don't know why, but they're all together, and they are fishing. Peter says, "I'm going out to fish." And all of the others said, "We'll go with you." So they go get in the boat, and all night long they are skunked and they get nothing. And this is a really cool parallel to when Jesus first called a couple of these disciples when they were getting skunked clear back at the beginning of the Gospels. And we've got these guys who are frustrated, they're downcast, and I don't know if they didn't know if Jesus had gone back to heaven or not, because we know that right before this, we read in chapter 20 that he had appeared to all of them. But there they are, and they're skunked, and this guy from the shore says, "Throw your nets on the right side of the boat and you'll find some fish." And so they did that, and then the disciple whom Jesus loved, you know who that is, right? John. Said to Peter, "It's the Lord." And so as soon as Peter realizes it's Jesus on the shore, he throws his garment around him and jumps into the water and swims to the shore. Meanwhile, they pull in this tremendously huge load of fish, and then they have 153 fish on the shore. And Jesus has a little fish and chips breakfast, you could say, with his disciples. Soon after that, Jesus kind of pulls Peter aside. And Peter is commissioned by Jesus to lead those disciples into their next stage of ministry. Peter had denied Jesus three times. Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me? Do you truly love me?" There's a lot you can read in this. If you've got a study Bible, make sure that you read the study notes. There's really cool things about these questions that Jesus is asking Peter. But there's something that occurred to me as I was reading through John chapter 21. And isn't it true that there are times in our life that we just don't feel the presence of God, that we almost feel like he's disappeared, though we know that that hasn't happened, though we know that he tells us, "I will never leave you or forsake you," yet there are times that we are tempted to go back to our old way of life. You see, that's what the disciples are doing here. They were going back to what they knew. They weren't going out and telling everybody about the risen Christ, though they had experienced the risen Christ. But they were already falling back into their old ways. Even though Jesus had told them that they were to go and preach to the world, they were going back to what was comfortable. So think about that for a minute. Isn't that how we operate sometimes when we don't feel the presence of God? And then there's those words that Jesus said to Thomas back a chapter ago. Because you've seen me, you've believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. I encourage you today to think about your relationship with Jesus and not to allow yourself to go back into your old ways, the things you used to do and the things you used to say, the things you used to think before you knew Jesus. I know that this world and the problems of this world can get tiring. The hurts of this world, the sickness of this world can get tiring. The disciples defaulted back to them, their old selves. And then Jesus commissions Peter. And then Peter, we see after this in the book of Acts, the very next chapter in the Bible, Acts chapter 1, we see this huge thing start that we know is the Christian church. So today, if you're discouraged, don't go back to your old ways. Stand up and walk with Jesus and know that he has things for you to do. He's not done with you, and he wants to use you. Are you willing? I hope you are. I'll be back with you tomorrow.